Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience, Mario Cristobal to Miami episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today to receive $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simplified. All you have to do is pick your favorite player over and unders to cash in. Head over to PrizePicks.com and use the promo code SGP for 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's Better Fantasy, B-E-T-T-O-R, fantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our picks and podcasts. It's free in the Apple Store and Google Play Store, so download that thing today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, yes. Woo-ee. Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience. Mario Cristobal to Mario Cristobal. Mario to Miami episode. My name is Colby Swingin' Danterbase Dan, aka Pick Dundee.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price. But no one touches Dundee.
That's not a pick. This is a pick. Let's go to the land down under to talk about what a wild coaching offseason. It's not even the offseason truly yet, but yes, Mario Cristobal is now the Miami Hurricanes' new head coach. They fire Manny Diaz. They were looking for a coach while actively having Manny Diaz as the head coach. I think that's just. That sums up the program lately. It's just that's pretty classless in my opinion. I think Manny Diaz has a point. I saw what he released about how he wasn't happy with all the way it went down, and he shouldn't be. And that's ridiculous. I saw Jay Billis talking about it. Saw a lot of different other people putting their two cents in on this. Where I completely agree that it's just absolutely ridiculous that. They did this. Now Cristobal takes the money, and I understand that they're going to have the highest paid coordinators in the ACC. we don't know who they are at the moment, but I'm a skeptic 100%. I said this on episodes previously when there was speculation about this. I think they kind of got the same guy as Manny Diaz. Okay, maybe a little bit better recruiter. But I think I've been a skeptic of Mario Cristobal's coaching pretty much his entire career. When he was at FIU, when he was at Oregon, he's got a career record of 62-60. All right. And look, at Oregon, he never got them to a playoff or anything. And I think the team's underachieved, in my opinion. So I get it. He went 35-13 at Oregon, but I think any coach thrown, I mean, I think Willie Taggart, have he stayed there three or four more years, probably would have done the same. So I'm not in love with the hire. I will say this though. He is Mario Cristobal is a great recruiter. He's a great recruiter. So Miami will be bringing in better talent than they currently have. Now, I mean, that's still not to say, this is just my point on recruiting being, severely overrated here. But if you were to pull up, like, let's look at 2017's recruiting rankings by 24/7 Sports, you would have Miami charting at, I think they're number 12, right? I expect that to go up on their numbers. Let's look at 2018. They charted at number 8. Right. 2019. They charted at, so what's that? 12-8. 2019. They did take a step back. They were a pretty big step back, 27th. So having those that I understand, then you want to be in that top 10 to 12 range. Let's look at 2020. Miami then charted at, yeah, they did take a step back, number 17. However, if you go look at the years where they got, I mean, this would be your seniors, your upperclassmen would be from that number 12 and number 8 recruiting class, and they were 7-5. And even at that, like, I think you can make a case for, yeah, fraudulent 7-5, perhaps. We'll see. I mean, I'll say this. I do think it is a slight upgrade over Manny Diaz because of the recruiting angle. Manny Diaz hadn't really proven much. Now I'll say this though. If you look at the past four coaches for Miami, the previous four coaches, Manny Diaz was 21-15 in 3 years, right? Mark Richt was 26-13 in 3 years. Al Golden was 32-25 in 5 years, or four years and I think 10 games or something. Randy Shannon was 28-23 in 4 years. It might just be that this is the reality of what your program is. And when you have in-house shit, like what you just had on this coaching search, which I thought was just complete chaos, I don't know what you think you have here anymore. We'll see. I will say this. He will be able to get better recruiting in there. That's a fact, I think. And with that, I do think that will be good for college football, because I do think that will probably hurt some of the other schools in contention for some of those Miami players, like Alabama and Georgia and Florida State, stuff like that. But overall, I think you're getting a coach that's going to take it. Maybe like Richt in 2017, I mentioned schedule manipulation a lot, and I like Mark Richt. He went 10-3 in 2017, but I think we all know that that team was not that great, right? They were not that great. I mean, 10-3, it was a great year. You pulled it off. But I think if you were to look at their season, you would say, okay, this is kind of a fraudulent team that was 10-3. So maybe he can get you to those ranks. I don't think he's going to get you much higher. You are in the Coastal though. I will say that I think the Pac-12 North is a tougher division than the ACC Coastal. So maybe the fact that they'll have the opportunity to go to the, but that's another thing. Miami barely ever goes there. So to the ACC championship, I mean, and if you look back at that 10-3 season. I mean, look, they had 4-point win. I mean, a lot of close wins, a 4-point win, a 1-point win, a 8-point win, a 5-point win. I mean, then they ended up getting destroyed down the stretch, but I just think they were a gimmick team. Now 10-3, you got it. It's much like Kentucky being 9-3 this year. Are they that good? No, I don't think they're that good. So if I had to grade the hire, I would say B, because I do think they technically improved slightly. I think because you're going to improve because of the talent you bring in, and I guess pending the coordinators, because that could change things too, could change my opinion some. But I mean, if I was to rank the top 130 college football coaches, which I did, Cristobal is not in the tops to me. So we'll see how this shakes out down there in Miami. But yeah, I mean, I think from recruiting got more competitive today. Did the Coastal get better today? Slightly, maybe just the slightest. Probably not overall, since Bronco Mendenhall stepped down at Virginia. But with what you got, Fry going to Virginia Tech, that's probably, I like that higher, but you still have Jeff Collins and Cutcliffe going. I would say overall it's still down. Actually, you might be able to make the case that Miami's in a better spot because Mendenhall's out of UVA. Cutcliffe's out of Duke, which for some reason gave Miami a hard time, I feel like. And then you got some other, like Collins still at Georgia Tech. So it is going to be a race between North Carolina, Miami, Virginia Tech, and perhaps Virginia. I do think if enough players come back and Brendan Armstrong's back at UVA, and then Pitt, obviously, if anything, Pitt might be in the driver's seat, obviously, after that 11 win season right now. But even that, I think kind of a gimmick 11 win season, but overall, I would say the hire is like a B. It's the same thing as Manny Diaz, just a little bit better recruiting. I think from a coaching perspective, I don't think you'll win a lot of the big games. Like look at what he did at Oregon. In my opinion, like you can pull up each year at Oregon, and I'm a bit of a skeptic. Like they weren't that impressive. They just got beat down by Utah twice in 3 weeks, really bad. Last year, they didn't look great. Oregon State beat them. Even the year they had Herbert in 19, they went 12-2. Now it was a good record, but I thought they should have been a lot better. I thought in big games they underachieved. So I'm going to go ahead and say maybe 5-6 years from now, they'll be searching for another coach. But I will say the recruiting angle, huge. That's a fun part to see there. So I'll give it a B. Maybe even a B minus, but we'll see as the coming months, and we will see college football coaching careers. I feel like I'm here every day breaking down hires and coaches, going to certain schools. So should be fun there. It will be interesting to see what Oregon does. I think Oregon fans is a blessing in disguise, personally, because I think your talent's always there, your dollar. Yes, maybe recruiting will slow down a little bit there. Obviously, I mean this year, people will decommit, but if you bring in a nice coach, I do think you'll be fine with the Nike money and everything there, and you'll be doing pretty much what he was doing there at Oregon. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience episode for I feel like every day we're doing a coaching thing. Mario Cristobal is now the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. Shame on Miami on this. They should have just fired Manny Diaz right after the season, but instead, chaos. I thought it was a really classless move by the university in the way they handled the situation. So we'll see how it works out for them. Karma could be a real thing. We'll see. Subscribe to the College Football Experience, and remember to subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. We're talking college basketball year round over there. We're over here, we're talking college football year round. I also want to tell you that, look, I mean, how many people will transfer out? That's another thing to watch. I mean, these transfers it's a wild season. We'll have you covered on the College Football Experience, but I wonder how many players does Van Dyke leave Miami, or does he stay? We'll see. But yeah, subscribe to the College Football Experience. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Don't forget to get that SGPN app in the App Store and Google Play Store. You get access to all of our picks and podcasts there. And look, give me a follow on Twitter at TheColeBD. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN, and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Also, check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. We're talking college football year round there. Do it all right. This is the College Football Experience Mario Cristobal to Miami episode. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.